In the early 20th century, Seminole men commonly wore garments like this one, resembling a loose-fitting dress. Although these shirts later featured patchwork, the early ones from 1900 to 1920 had simpler appliqué bands. Our museum's first director, Van Heining, bought this shirt from Tony Tommy. Tony Tommy was the first Seminole Indian to attend school. The shirt was displayed for years in the museum. Although the colors have faded, it is still an important object that harks back to the early days of the Florida Museum. I'm Bill Marquardt. I'm a curator of archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.